We're starting now with Bishmol. So as an introduction, before we get to the explanation of a Bishmol, just in the correct reading of the word. So the Siddurim all have Rabbi Yishmol with a Pasach. The Tashbats in Magen Avos, in the second parak of Avos, the first Mishnah says that it's a mistaken kriya, it should not be Rabbi, because Rabbi implies Rav Shali, my Rabbi. Not everybody's Rabbi, but Rav Shali and the Yavitz and the Lucharis is also Marech on it. They say just like by Sarah, Sarai meant only a Sarah on individuals, not on the public. And Amayroim are called Rav, which is general. So if you're going to call Tana Rabbi, only my Rabbi, you are downgrading him and you're putting him to a lower level. You're saying he's only a Rabbi over individuals. Therefore, Rabbi is the Tashbats and the Yavitz say is an incorrect reading. So the Tashbat says you should say Ribi, which comes from the Lashon of the Gemara, Bi Ribi, which Rashi explains Adam Gadol Badara Hayo. It's Lashon of Kashiva, so from a Gadol. So it's Ribi Yishmal Aime. The Yavitz brings that the Rizal in the Sefer and Diktuk says it's a Ruby. He doesn't explain what that is all about, but that's how the Rizal Nosach is. But the Yavitz himself says it's Ribi with a Shva. Hainu Rabbi say it's a lashon of growing of gedula, growing, expanding more. That's the lashon of Ribi. Those that say it's Rabbi with a pasach bring to their shita a gemara in Erevin that Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi Barabim is chalifli, that he mixed up Rabbi and Rabbim. So they say, had it Rabbi and Rabbim not been the same Niko, the Reish, had it not been similar, he wouldn't have mixed it up. From the fact that Rabbi Yosef said that he mixed up Rabbi, the Rabbim is a Raya, that it's the same Niko, that Rabbi and Rabbim. The Tzlois Avram explains how it came that people said Rebbe. It's based on the sheet of the Tashbats, that it's really Ribi. And he said in those parts of Europe, the place of the Avram writes, in his parts of Europe, a lot of chiriks got it through the way people pronounced it, through the way that people spoke, got it changed for segals, and therefore Ribi became Rebbe. But it's based on the Tashbats, the sheet of that it's Ribi Yishmal. Now the reason we say these 13 midas, the Ribi Yochar explains, is because the much of the Torah is Nidrashas B'midas, say the right of the Torah is Tali of them, and therefore we say these Yogim B'midas now. So just to explain in short what these different drashas are, so it can be convenient for people when they learn, they should know what they are. The first one is a Kal V'Chaymer. So Kal V'Chaymer is something that's understood by itself. When you have two dinim, a chomer and a kal, example, you have Shabbos and Yontif, that Shabbos is more chomer because there's skila, Yontif is more kal. So if anything is also on Yontif, Kal V'Chaymer, it's also on Shabbos. The second meaning is Gzeres Shavet. For example, you have Pesach and you have Tamid, and they both say B'moyadoi. So just like one is Deiche Tumah and Shabbos, so too or not, the other one is Deiche Tumah and Shabbos. The third midah we have is Binyan Av Mikasav Echad. Binyan Av Mikasav Echad is that the Torah says by Eidim Lo Yakam Eid Echad. So we learn out from there that the Torah had to specify Eid. It implies that everywhere else Eid means two. So Binyan Av means the Av is the Torah, as Rishonim explained, the Binyan of the Av means the words of the Torah. So we built up the word of the Torah, the Binyan Av, we built it up. From one pasuk, we derived what this av, what this word of the Torah means. That the word eid means two. Because from this one pasuk says in echad, we could derive that everywhere else the Torah says eid, even plain, it means two. Now, binyan av b'shnei k'suvim is that when in order to understand what the av, what the word of the Torah means, we need two psukim. Example, the mumen. That by the mumen of the Adam it says gibin oidak. By the mumen of the behemoth it says other mumen. So we learn out that they both have each other. Wherever it says mum, it means both of them. So here, the word mum can't be derived only from one pasuk, because one pasuk doesn't say where all the mumen are. So when you two psukim to tell you what all the mumen are, that's called opinion av mishnei ksuvim. Mikalu prat is that the Torah says, first we have a klal, a general rule, and now we have a prat, the Torah limited it to only certain things of the general rule. For example, the Torah said, Adam kiyakar mikan karmel Hashem, a person that will bring a karmel from Hashem, mina behema. And then the Torah said, behema signs like any animal. Then the Torah said, mina bakar mina tzayin, only specific animals, it excluded some animals and left it specific only by certain animals. Because this is a klal and then a prat. Which the halacha is, ein bechal al mashav prat. You only have what the prat has and not what the klal has. Mifradu klal is the reversed order. First the Torah says a prat, and then it says a klal. For example, the Torah says, by shaymim, chamar oishar oiseh, v'chal behema. So, the chamar, shar, and sar pratim, and then it says v'chal behema, which is a klal. So the klal is a maisav on the prat, and it adds everything. Then the next midah is, no, I'm sorry, over here there's a machlekes rishayim, if this is really two midahs or one midah. Our nosach is based on the sheet of Rashi and the Rosh, which hold klal and prat, and prat and klal is two separate midahs. Besides the garden held it's only one midah, and they have the reverse machlekes to get to the number of your gimel, by what we have as the 12th midah. Davar alam b'nyan, if davar alam b'saifu, which explain what it is over there, but we count them both as one midah. Rav Sadia Gaon says over there, it's two different midahs. Davar alam b'nyan is one midah, davar alam b'saifu is the second midah. So mekala prad is one midah, and prad akala, like Rav Sadia Gaon, is all one midah. Mashenka, like the Rosh and Rashi, it's two separate midahs. Then there is klal uprad uklal, yatadon ele ke'ena prad. A klal uprad uklal, the halach is that needs to be similar to the prat, meaning the Torah says by meiser, b'choshet havanav shecho, that's a klal that you could buy with it anything that you want, that's a klal. B'bogar b'tzoyin b'yayin b'sheikhar is a prat. B'choshet shalchanav shecho, anything that your nefesh will want is a klal. So we have two rules, and in between the two rules, generally it's in between the two rules, the Gemara tells us sometimes they don't have to be in between, but they could be Shadi Prat Lebineim, you can have the two klal next to each other maybe, but whenever we have two rules and a Prat, we dash and klal Prat uklal, we have two klalim that say anything, we have two, then we have Pratim in between, which limit it, so it's not similar to the klal uprat, they only have the Prat, and it's not similar to the Prat uklal, they have the full klal, but here it's a different halacha. The halacha is that it has to be, we look for similarities of the Prat, and it has to have shared characteristics with the prat, but anything that shares characteristics with the prat has the same halachas as the prat. So it's not the prat itself only, but it's not everything. And therefore it is ke'ena prat, it has to be similar to the prat, but not the prat itself. Then the next midah we have is michal shu tzarech lifroit, umifrat shu tzarech lichol. A klal that needs the prat, and the prat that needs the klal. Now the explanation of this is for example, by kisi hadam, the Torah says that you should be mechase the dam. So if the Torah would just say that you should be mechase it, and it wouldn't say what to be mechase it with, that would be a klal. But then the Torah says v'chso ba'ofar. So ofar, the prat explains the klal. It's not just limiting the klal, like the previous scenarios, but it's explaining the klal. Because it's a different type of klal. Till now the klal had any type of covering. Now we're saying it's only something that gets mixed in through the kisei, similar to dirt. Lafuki is something hard that's only placed on top of and it's not really getting mixed into it. Therefore, the prat, the klal needs the prat to define the klal, not to limit the klal, as in the klal uprat. It's not a limitation, but it's defining the klal. Umipratu tzarech lichol is the same thing in reverse. That you have a prat that needs the klal. For example, the Torah says, kol b'chol ha'zachar, Kaddish li kol bechar. So the Torah says you should mekaddish all the becharis. So you would think all becharim. Tamalai mer zachar. It says zachar. So if it would only say kaddish li zachar, it would only say the prat, then I would think that every zachar needs to be kaddish, even the not becharim. So we would misinterpretate the word zachar. Therefore, we need cloud to come tell you vasfar zachar. What type of zachar? Only a bechor zachar. Therefore, the prat needs the cloud. Now, kaldav ashali bechal, anything that was part of a chal, the yatsam in a chal lelamed, and left the chal to teach, to learn. Lelamed alatsam yatsam, didn't only go to learn by itself, elelamed akal kula yatsam, it went to learn out a new chiddush for the entire chal. Meaning, example, Havara was bechal, the malachas of Shabbos, it was bechal the avos malachas. So the Torah one left the chal, that if a person does Iser of Havara, he's chayav chatas for this itself. We learn out from that that all other ones have the same thing. This that the Gemara says, Havara lechal yotza, Havara lechalik yotza, this is how Sham Shofar Harsh explains what it means, Havara lechalik yotza, that it went out to learn an entire klal through this middle, Tavdav Shahaya Bechlal, that was Lamina klal kula yotza. The next midah is called Arishai Bechal, something that was in the Chal. The Yotzen, what left the Chal, Litain Toin Ached Shukinyani. It learned something else about it that's Me'inyan of it, it's similar to it, it's not totally different, but just a little different. Yotzen the Hakel, Uvalay the Achmer. It went out the Hakel and not to be Machmer, only to be more Mekel and not to be more Machmer. Example, Shchid, Mikveh, that have Tzaras. So they're included in the klal of Nigei Basar. And they went out to have their own chilukim. That they don't need hezker in the second week. But they don't learn out, they don't say that they're yatsa afla hachmir from Nigei Basar. They're only yatsa lahako that they don't have hezker a second week. And since they were Yatza, they also go out from a different Chumrah of Michya. Even though the Torah doesn't say it by itself, because it's Yatza Lahakul, but it won't go out in regard to coming more Chumrah. Now, the tenth midah is called over Shahayah Bechlal, something that was in the Chal, the Yatza Litun Toyin Akar Shalai Kinyane, and it went out to learn something that's not Mein Yane, a total different thing. Then Yatz Lahakul Ula Achmer, it goes to be more Mekel and to be more Machmer. Meaning, for example, so let's stay by Negaim, and the example is like this: the Negaim of the Rosh and the Zakin are different from the Negaim of the rest of the body. They're different from all of the Negaim because they don't have Seir Lava. They have the gold here, Seir Tzahov. And therefore, they're totally different and they don't get any of the dinim of the Negayim Acherim, and they all have their own halachas, not Lekula and not Lekumra. The 11th midah is Davar Shahayah Bechal, something that was Nichal in the Kval. The Yatza Ladim Adavar Chadash, and it went out to learn in Adavar Chadash, something new that we don't find anywhere else. It went out for something that's a chiddush. You would not be able to put it back into the klal in regard to other dinim and say it has the other dinim also of the klal, and it's only different in regard to the prat. Until the Torah specifically puts it back. Example, asham mitzayra, that you put it on the behinus and the tnuchayizim. You put it on the finger, the thumb, and then the ear. That the Torah adds to tell you that since that's the davar chadash that it gets these matanis, so you would think that maybe it doesn't have zrika like other matan dam, the gamim mizbeach, like other kavanas. Therefore, the Torah specifically has to tell you that it has matan dam behind this, that it has matanis on the mizbeach. Now we're up to davar alam minyani and davar alam misayfei, which we said is machlokes. Rashi and the Rosh hold it's one. Besides the Gaon and others hold it's two midas. Tav Olam Minyani means that the Torah says Leisignav and the Saras Adibris. How do we know it means kidnapping and it doesn't mean stealing money? The Torah says it's a Tav Olam Minyani because it's next to Leisirtzach Leisignav, which are talking about things that are M'chuyah Miso. So too, the Leisignav has to be something that's M'chayah Miso, meaning kidnapping and not stealing money. Davar alamim bin yisayfai is something that's learned out from the sayfai, meaning from what comes after it, what follows it. Meaning, by nige batim. So the Torah says, bais. Now what type of house? So later on the Torah says, when you cut down a house, v'nigetz habayis is avonu v'es eitzav v'es kol ofar. So we learn out that the bias that has nigei batim has to have a von of eitzav and offer. So davar alama misayfai from later on, which is 10-11 seconds later, we see that the bias that it says in the beginning of the parasha that has nigei batim is only if it has these materials in its makeup. So to davar alama misayfai from later on, we see what it is. V'chein shnei ksuvim machishim zeh. So this last midah starts off v'chein shnei ksuvim. Why does it start off? V'chein shnei ksuvim. L'chair, it should just said shnei ksuvim. Hamachishim says that. What's the v'chein? So the Maram Nirenberg says it's not v'chein. It's v'kana shnei ksuvim. Hamachishim says that. Meaning the first midah that the Torah's Kainim starts off with, how the Dibra went to Moshe, where the Kriya was from, is the midah shnei midas hamachishim says that. So it says the Maram Nirenberg, it's v'kana shnei midas hamachishim says that. And over here, what we're about to get to in the beginning of the Torah's Kainim is two midas that are machish each other, that contradict each other, and you need a third pasuk to be machriya b'neihem. The Ravid says a different pshat. The Ravid says that it's v'chein, like our Gersa. The Shneik Suv v'chishim said they contradict each other. Ad sheyavei kasav v'shlishi. The Chavid should be u'bo kasav v'shlishi machriya b'neihem. What's the ad sheyavei kasav v'shlishi till the third pasuk comes? So the Ravid says that if the third pasuk would be mefurish the teretz, that's not a midah that the teretz is in the drashas ban. But others say that's why it doesn't say hekesh in the yigum midas because that's considered mefurish. Something that's mefurish is not considered midah shatari in the drashas ban. So says the Ravid, ad sheyavei kasav v'shlishi means that there's sometimes that the teretz is mefurish in the psukim. Those times is not our drashas. The Torah has a stira, and the Torah itself says the teretz that everybody could see. But just like the Torah was able to answer a stira with its own, so too we have the ability to darsh in a third pasuk sometimes to be a teretz to the two psukim. Even when the answer is not mefurish, we have a right to derive from a third pasuk the teretz. So it's actually over a cause of a shlishi that doesn't say it mefurish, and we use it to be machriya b'neihem. That's the third midah. Now, Chaim used to say the pshat in Adchi Yavah Kozal Shishi. He asked by Avraham Avinu, Hashem told him that the Kibitzik Kor Chazara. Then Hashem told him that Lechalei Loila. That Avraham Avinu didn't ask till after that Akedah. Why didn't Avraham Avinu ask after that Akedah? Because Reb Chaim said that the Torah says Sheikh Sumachishim says Adchi Yavah Kozal Shishi Bechir Beinayim. There's only a head to ask the child at once. There's the Torahs. Therefore, he only asked when it was a kaza shishi, mechriya b'neihem, after that kedo, then he asked the shayla. Before that, he couldn't ask the shayla. Now, the Gaon says the different pshat in the v'chein, shnei ksuvim, mechishim zeh, the v'chein. He says, because certain midas are learned in the pasuk itself, certain midas need other psukim to get to the drasha. So, davar lam minyane is something that it's itself. Davar lam seifa, it means you need to come out to other psukim. You need to come out to the seifa to see what it is. The chen shnei ksuvim machishim zeh. Shnei ksuvim machishim zeh. Also, from the psukim itself, you can't have the pshat. But it needs to come out to other psukim to tell you the pshat in this pasuk. Similarly to davar lam seifa, that you need to come out to other psukim to come out to understand pshat in this pasuk. We say here, it should be the will of Hashem, Hashem l'kein of the care of his enu, she'ibonu beis hamikdash, that the beis hamikdash should be built, v'mher v'yameinu speedily in our days, v'secha kein of b'sar esecha. Now, the reason we say she'ibonu beis hamikdash is because this comes after kavanas. So we say we don't have kavanas now, but we should be zeichet to have kavanas, she'ibonu beis hamikdash. Why do we say v'secha kein of b'sar esecha? So the Gaon says, the reason we say this is because we don't have Torah. Only the second 2,000 years when there was a base of Mikdash are considered Shnei Alfei Taira. The last 2,000 years when Kaisel and Golos is not considered Alfei Taira. It's a Chesaron and Taira now that we're in Golos. Therefore, we say when the base of Mikdash will be built, that the Kibbutz Golos and will be Zeichet to the base of Mikdash, then we'll have Taira again with the base of Mikdash that will be built, and here remain will be Zeichet to Taira. And the second thing is Veshavna Avadcha Abir, and we'll be able to serve Hashem. Like yesteryear, like the days that were gone by, that we were able to do it, so too we'll be able to do it again when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Rav Shlomo says it's another nekuda that we ask Hashem, besides to have the Beis HaMikdash that we could serve him, that we could have the Amud HaVayda back. But we're saying that Hashem should help us, that we should be able to get to the focus of our life, the purpose of our life that Hashem put on us at all times. And that is V'seicha Kenu V'sarasecha. Because if we do that, that will cause the Beis HaMikdash to be built. This that we're putting our chelik in the Torah, of Hashem will help us and we'll put our full effort of Chelkenu V'sarasecha, that will be cause that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And therefore over here we ask that we should have it.